This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Wednesday. And just in case you're listening now, Mom, happy birthday. But she probably isn't. And I'm trying to find where Channel 12 posts that poll that they've been promoting this morning, asking you what your favorite school lunch was. I cannot find it. I don't see it on their Facebook. I don't see it on their website. I mean, maybe I'm just... dumb, and it's right in front of my face, and I'm missing it. But I want to see. I want to know. Is chicken patty still leading pizza? And I'd still like to hear your favorite school lunch. You can give me a call, 508-996-0500. You can also send an app chat message on the WBSM app. You can record an open line voicemail on the WBSM app, or you can send me an email, tim@wbsm.com. I just want to know, because I know people out there like talking about food. It's a popular topic. It's something that every time we discuss, I get people's opinions all the time. I was just having an argument with somebody the other day about what is Massachusetts more known for in the food world these days. Obviously, Massachusetts is always going to be known for seafood, for cranberries, for turkey. You can thank us for turkey on Thanksgiving. Well, supposedly you could thank Ben Franklin for that. But anyway, the idea is, you know, we're proud of our food heritage. But now with social media taking over, South Shore Bar Pizza, North Shore Roast Beefs, which one is more important these days to people? So we can talk about that and more. Of course, we can also talk about the election results of the primary and what's coming up in November. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim.
How's it going?
Not bad. So let's talk about school lunches.
Okay.
So my favorite school lunch, it was the hockey puck style cheeseburgers. I have no idea why.
They were good. They put something on them, some sort of seasoning that made them good.
I don't know what it was, but I was like, I'd get like triples. I get triples at that. And then the school introduced later on a salad bar, which I really like too. Where you could go through the entire salad bar, pick out all your ingredients yourself. They don't serve it to you. And then you go at the end of the, you know, the little concourse there, and then you would pay for it, but it was a flat fee, right? So it was like $1.50, and I would load it up with meat and load it up with Bacos and very little lettuce. They lost so much money on me doing it that way. But, man, that, I just would pile on, like, turkey and the ham and then the Bacos and cheese on top of, like, two pieces of lettuce. And then later on, I guess they started getting, you know, onto what the kids were doing, and they would weigh it. And yeah. Then you would pay by the weight.
We weighed it in our school. At Wareham High, they had to weigh it.
Yeah. Initially, they didn't weigh it. They just paid a flat fee. Oh, man. But, yeah, the hockey puck. Elio's Pizza, I used to like the eight. Well, I don't think it was Elio's itself, but.
It was very similar.
Yeah. It used to be really good, and maybe it was the way the cook would cook it for us, but I like the crispy edges on the Elio's during school, but I think when I went to a different school, when I went either to the high school or whatever, they didn't cook it as well, and it was kind of a doughy consistency on the bottom versus like a little crisper and firmer and burnt edges. But I used to like the pizza too, but man, those cheeseburgers, like if I could eat them now, I probably would still eat them now.
And did they put them in like steaming water like they did in my school?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that worked, but it did.
Well, because they cooked them early in the morning, and in order to keep them moist and not dry them out, they probably threw them in the water to maybe reabsorb the so it doesn't dry out.
They cooked them so much they couldn't absorb any water. Like they didn't absorb ketchup when you put that on them.
No, they didn't. But it could be. Because I used to coach baseball, and that's one of the things they would do. They would pre-cook like 30 burgers, and as soon as you were done cooking them, you'd throw them in a pan full of water that's on the griddle itself also. So the griddle was like really warm or boiling or close to boiling water. You'd throw it in there. Somebody would order a burger. You'd take it out of the pan of water, throw it back on the griddle, warm it up real quick and crisp it up and dry it out a little bit and then serve it out. So it was probably because they didn't have a warmer rather than keep it on the griddle and dry it up and burn them. They threw it in the boiling water or the very hot water to keep it.
Oh, you're cutting out a little bit on me. I can tell you that the pizza trick that I used to use to make the pizza a little bit more palatable is we also got Hoodsie cups for dessert, and I would take the Hoodsie cup and dump it on the pizza and spread it across the pizza. I think I got it from like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or something, but everybody would eat the pizza that way. I know, but I got everybody doing it.
Yeah, you probably did learn it from some cartoon because I guarantee you, and that sounds something that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles would have done. They would have thrown ketchup ice cream. On the pizza, but yeah. So yeah, I figured I'd chime in because that brings back memories when I was a kid. I'd get triples. That was the only thing I would get like massive amounts of food on for the lunches. But it was hockey puck style cheeseburgers. Man.
They were always very thin, so having three isn't that big of a deal. It was probably still less than you'd get if you went to a restaurant and ordered a burger. So
yeah, it definitely wasn't a quarter pounder.
All right. Well, thank you for the memories. You have a good day.
All right, Tim. Later.
And, as weird as the ice cream on pizza sounds, I mean, people to this day still dip fries in their Frosty at Wendy's. Wendy's has a whole marketing plan on that. They actually advertise to the people that do that. I first did that when I went to Maine with my uncle. And we were driving up and we stopped at a Roy Rogers on the side of the highway. And he's like, I need you to trust me on something. Okay. I want you to get an order of curly fries and a chocolate shake. I don't really usually get chocolate shakes. I prefer vanilla. Yeah, just trust me on this. You got to do it. And so I did it. And he had me dipping the curly fries in the chocolate shake. And it was pretty darn good. So I think, you know, that's probably relates back to my pizza and Hoodsie cup. And I did it one time, I think, as like a joke. And I was like, well, this isn't bad. And then everybody at the table started doing it. And then kids were doing it all the time on Fridays. And then I brought it to, when I moved towns, I brought it to the school that I was going to. And all of a sudden, everybody else was doing it. So I don't know. It's weird, I know. But it gave the pizza a little bit more flavor. And it made it so you could eat your whole lunch faster. But yeah, the burgers were good. The steakums that we had at Wareham High were very good. Chicken patties were great. And then Turkey Chunkies was probably my favorite hot lunch. Shepherd's pie was decent too. I like shepherd's pie, but the Turkey Chunkies, that was my jam. I was definitely getting double lunch on Turkey Chunkies Day. But not double mashed potatoes, just double turkey. I don't like a lot of potatoes. But that's the question WPRI was asking this morning on Channel 12 News. Is it, what's your favorite school lunch? And they listed chicken patty, pizza, tater tots, and I forget what the fourth one was. But it was very low in the voting anyway, so it doesn't matter. But we had a salad bar at Wareham High. I never really got the salad bar because I didn't like the whole it's weighed and you gotta, you know, you're not sure how much it's gonna cost thing. I was budgeting. But I probably would have done similar to the caller. I probably would have not had a whole bunch of lettuce and a whole bunch of other stuff on top. Now forget it. Now I get mad if there's not enough lettuce in my salad. Like, what, this antipasto is all meats. Where's the lettuce? 508-996-0500. So taking a look at the what's coming up now for your November election, no matter where you are on the South Coast, you're probably going to have some sort of contested election at the local level for the State House. You're going to have, of course, John Deaton challenging Liz Warren for U.S. Senate. You're also going to have, of course, the presidential election at the top of the ticket. But across the South Coast, we have races now that are going to be interesting. Because we have longtime incumbents who are not seeking re-election. Paul Schmidt has been there for what? I think 12 years in the 8th Bristol District. I think I get that right. I think it's the 8th. And so now you've got independents running for that. I mean, that's going to be a very intriguing election. Chris McCarthy is rightly paying very close attention to what's going on there. Including write-in, you got write-in candidates popping up in these elections. I mean, there's all kinds of drama and intrigue happening. In the 10th Bristol District, you have Mark Sylvia on the Democrat side. He ran unopposed. Now going up against Joe Pyers, the longtime school committee member of the old Rochester Regional District, who has had a lot of controversy in recent years over discussions about removing books from school libraries. So I'm sure that that's going to be something that's going to be brought up in any debate or discussion between those candidates. You've also got, on the state Senate level, Mark Pacheco not seeking re-election, and now Joe Pacheco getting the Democrat nomination to go up against Kelly Dooner, the Republican, and the independent candidate, Jim DuPont. So that'll be a fascinating race to watch, with it being a three-way race. Some results that weren't surprising, such as Mark Montigny getting a 17th term in the state Senate, defeating Molly Keevy handily, 80 to 20. It was 80.1 to 19.9 by the AP's numbers. But the surprise was in the 2nd Plymouth District, where Susan Williams Gifford, and I looked it up, she's been in office since 2003, so over 20 years. She was upended by John Gaskey, a guy who I don't remember running for anything before, but ran on a platform of being a Second Amendment absolutist, as he called himself, being pro-life, being closely aligned with Donald Trump and the MAGA values. And he defeated a 21-year incumbent. Fellow Republican, but who was more of a centrist. So what does that say about the people of that district? Certainly in terms of the Republicans, it says that they're looking for more of those MAGA values. I think that Gaskin's campaign, you know, of being a Second Amendment absolutist was bolstered by the recent gun legislation. And he rightly pointed to Susan Williams Gifford as somebody who was responsible for that. So now with no Democratic challenger, that seat is now his. And I don't know what Susan Williams Gifford will do from here. I don't know if she'll try to challenge for that role again, challenge for that seat again in the future, or if she'll try something else or just retire from politics. I don't know. But she served the people well, and it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here. 508-996-0500. Got to take a break. We will be right back. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. We can take some more calls, app chat messages, open line voicemails coming up after the news. But I did get, so during that break, I saw Channel 12 put the poll back up on the screen. So the choices, what was your favorite lunch? Chicken patty, pizza, tater tots, Salisbury steak. Now, tater tots isn't a lunch. It was just an item. But anyway, those are the four choices. It was Salisbury steak that I couldn't remember. Or Salisbury steak, as some people say. But they updated the voting, and you chicken patty people need to find wherever that poll is on the Channel 12 website and get yourself voting. They did have a QR code they put up on the screen, but I my phone won't read it because I got it sideways. But the current voting has Salisbury steak at the bottom, 13%. Tater tots, slightly above that at 17%. Next is chicken patty, 23%. And pizza running away with it at 47%. 47% like the Elio's slightly cardboard pizza. I know it wasn't exactly Elio's, but like that pizza, when it comes on a giant sheet and it's perforated between the slices. Like they break it off. They might even use scissors. I don't know. But that's what you're voting for over the classic chicken patty, and not a deep fried chicken patty, usually baked in the oven chicken patty. Come on. Anyway, we can talk more about that and other things as well. But right now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Donald Trump pleads not guilty to another indictment. Hotel workers threaten to expand their strike. And if you're looking for an excuse to have dessert, here's a good one.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump is pleading not guilty after he was once again indicted for election interference in 2020. Special Counsel Jack Smith filed a revised indictment last week after the Supreme Court ruled former presidents have some immunity for their actions while in office. On Tuesday, Trump directed his legal team to plead not guilty on his behalf. Meanwhile, a judge is denying Trump's bid to get his hush money case moved to federal court. Mark Mayfield with more.
The former president was convicted on 34 counts of falsifying business records to hide hush money payments he made to an adult film actress during the 2016 election. Trump had since requested the case be moved to federal court, arguing the New York courts were biased against him. On Tuesday, a federal judge denied the request, meaning the case will stay in New York. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A Texas woman is being indicted by a grand jury for allegedly trying to drown a 3-year-old Muslim girl. Court documents were released Tuesday showing 42-year-old Elizabeth Wolf has been charged with attempted capital murder of a person under age 10. Police say the incident that happened near Fort Worth last May was racially motivated. Wolf allegedly jumped into a pool at an apartment complex and attacked the 3-year-old Palestinian-American girl by holding her head underwater. Hotel workers around the country are threatening to expand their strike after their union and hotel companies failed to reach a contract deal. Around 10,000 people hit the picket lines in places including Boston during the long Labor Day holiday. The workers are demanding better pay and benefits. A surprisingly quiet hurricane season continues. A named storm hasn't formed the Atlantic Basin since Ernesto on August 12th. Researchers at Colorado State University say the last time the Atlantic had no named storms form between August 13th and September 3rd was in 1968. New research suggests Ozempic is not linked to increased rates of depression or suicide. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania studied data from over 3,000 people who used the popular diabetes and weight loss drug found in Ozempic and also Wegovy and who did not have a major mental health condition. The study found less than 1% reported suicidal thoughts or behavior during their treatment. And today is a day for anyone who likes a little sweet and then a little more. Bree Tennis with what you need to do today.
Julia Child famously said a party without cake is just a meeting. Today we celebrate that as it's National Eat an Extra Dessert Day, a day for anyone with a sweet tooth to splurge on a dessert and then have another one, because that's what you do today. But it doesn't have to be all bad. Edible Arrangement says fruit dipped in chocolate is kind of healthy. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox burning some calories last night in New York, but not enough to beat the Mets. 7-2 loss. We'll see if they can salvage the series tonight in Queens. First pitch at 7:10. And the Patriots taking care of some business on Tuesday. New England announcing that defensive tackle Caleb Jones has been signed to the practice squad. He was originally signed by the Green Bay Packers as a rookie free agent in 2022. And defensive end Brevin Allen released from the practice squad in a corresponding move. Pats open the regular season on Sunday when they visit the Cincinnati Bengals.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Beautiful weather once again for today. Temperatures moderating a bit. Dry weather prevails through the end of the work week. This morning, clear skies, temperatures around 50, mid-70s by this afternoon, clear overnight. Another chilly night in the mid-50s, more sunshine for tomorrow until Friday. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Greg in New Bedford says, Murphy Burgers and Fries, Holy Family High School class of 85. I don't know what a Murphy Burger is, but it sounds good. Maybe, Greg, you can send me a little bit more info on what a Murphy Burger was. Anyway, we also got an open line voicemail message as well. Going to play that for you right now. This comes from Ray, and now let's fire it off.
I told you, Tim, that the MAGA candidate would probably win because the people who come out in primaries are usually your base voters, the extreme ideologues. Your middle-of-the-road people do not vote in primaries at mass as they should, which allows the extremes to command authority during the primaries and decide who gets into the general election.
There you go. And, of course, that's a very accurate assessment. And if you would like to send an open line voicemail, it's super easy to do. Just open up the WBSM app, hit the open line button, and then it's going to ask you what kind of audio, what kind of media you want to send. Just select audio. And then there's a recorder right there. You press that, and you get to record your thoughts and send them on over. No me talking over you. No me interrupting you. You get to say what it is that you want to say and then send it over. And, of course, if you don't like what you say, you can always re-record it and do it again and then send it when you feel like it's perfect. And then I can listen to it and then play it on the air. So it's your way of being able to be part of the conversation, even if you can't be part of the conversation. So check it out. Give it a try. One of the many great options, the open line feature on the WBSM app, brought to you by South Coast Towing. So, but that is a good point, because you, it is what happened in the second Plymouth district with Susan Williams Gifford being defeated by John Gaske. Is that indicative of what the Republicans in that district really want? Or is that just who came out to vote? Certainly the MAGA aligned people would want to come out and support a MAGA aligned candidate. Especially because within the Republican Party, those who are of the MAGA mindset are just as opposed to traditional middle-of-the-road Republicans as they are Democrats. So it matters to them just as much to defeat a Republican as it does to win a general election. And in this particular case, they knew there was no general election. There was no Democratic challenger for that seat. So that's a very interesting, and I saw a lot of Facebook ads in recent days for both Gaske and Williams Gifford. And I saw a lot of articles, a lot of information about them both out there. So the voters who went out there and voted certainly knew what each candidate stood for, I would think. They had plenty of opportunity to know. And that brings me back to my point that I was making earlier, that everybody that won in the primary yesterday, you know, now the job comes to, because you were, for the most part, talking to people in your party who probably knew who you are, what you stand for. Now you're going to be dealing with the general public. And now you've really got to get the word out there. So when Chris McCarthy calls and says, do you want to come on South Coast Now on WBSM, do you want to do a debate with your opponent? Do you want to come on and talk about your campaign and your platform? Take advantage. If New Bedford Light reaches out and they want to write a profile piece, or the Standard Times reaches out and they want to write a profile piece or host a debate, take advantage. If Jack Spillane wants to have you for the chat at newbedfordlight.org, take advantage. If one of the WBSM account executives, sales representatives, if they reach out to you and say, I'd like to talk to you about advertising, take advantage of it. Whatever you can do between now and November 5th to spread the word and spread the message. And if you don't know who to reach out to at the radio station to do that, or if you don't know how to get a hold of Chris McCarthy to see if he's going to have something happen on the show, reach out to me, Tim at WBSM.com, and I will set you up with the right people. Because on November 6th, you want to be able to say, I did everything I possibly could. And if you don't do these things, you didn't do everything you possibly could. And you owe that to not only yourself, but to all of the people that work on your campaign and support you, all the people that donate to your campaign and support you. You owe it to them to make sure that you do all that you can. I said earlier, Facebook is not enough to win you an election. You may have that false sense of confidence. Look at how many Facebook followers I have on my page. Look at how many people are interacting with my posts. All these people are going to turn out and vote for me. And I'm going to win handily. And you know what happens? A majority of those people don't actually vote. again, I don't want to, I'm not picking on Charlie Perry here, but he was, you know, the social media certainly had his back when he ran against John Mitchell for mayor of New Bedford. And if you looked at social media, you would have thought he had this thing locked up. And that wasn't the case at all, because Facebook doesn't elect people. It's just one method of getting the word out there. And it's certainly one that you should be incorporating, but it should go beyond that. Serious candidates have a website. We can help you with that as well. Town Square Interactive. Serious candidates have video content. They have signage. They have T-shirts. They have buttons. They have bumper stickers. They have ways of getting the word out beyond just one method. So between now and November 5th, put in the effort if you're serious about winning a seat. 508-996-0500. I'll be back in just a few moments.
Oh, let my concept go. My posse's to the side of yelling, go vanilla, go. Smooth, because that's the way I will be. And if you don't give a damn, then why you staring at me? So get off, because I control the stage. There's no dissing allowed. I'm in my own phase. The girlies say they love me, and that is okay. And I can dance better than any kid or play. Come on, come on. I can't hear you.
I told you I was going to play it, so there you go. See? Don't pretend like you didn't like that. Don't pretend that you weren't all about Vanilla Ice in 1990, 1991, whatever it was. Don't pretend that you weren't all about Vanilla Ice. 90, right? I was all in on Vanilla Ice. I bought the Vanilla Ice biography book that they had at Kmart. That turned out to all be made up. None of it was true. His manager made up a whole backstory to try to make him more marketable. And then he got caught up in it because he didn't know the story, or he didn't remember the story. And so he would give answers in interviews and they'd be like, well, that's not what it says in your bio. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat on the WBSM app. Probably don't have any time for any more open line voicemails, but you can certainly leave them for tomorrow anytime during the course of the day. We were talking about the election results of the primary. And, of course, Chris McCarthy will be covering it even more in depth coming up on South Coast Now. It is Wednesday, so I assume he'll have Mayor Mitchell as well. You can call in and talk with the mayor about issues going on in the city. As we mentioned yesterday, this past weekend, the holiday weekend was the first weekend in August where there wasn't a homicide that occurred. So, there were shots fired incidents, which are still under investigation. But what's going on? And people have questions. So, the mayor is the person to ask, and 11 o'clock is the time to do it. We also will have some very interesting guests coming up here on the program. Later on in this month, we're working on getting an author. And it sounds like I'm going to be super teasy, and I am. But we're working on getting an author and maybe even one of the top stand-up comedians in the world. So I don't want to get hopes up too much, although my hopes are through the roof that we can make these happen. But when we can announce them, we will. We'll also be giving away tickets to comedy shows and other events as well. And coming up, we're also going to be having Fright Fest Fridays. I've secured some tickets to the Fright Fest at Six Flags New England. And we're going to be giving those away on Fridays in September and into October. So we'll have more details on that coming up as well. Right now, you can enter to win a pair of tickets to see the Marley Brothers. On the Legacy Tour, they're performing the music of their father, Bob Marley, on the Legacy Tour. They're coming to the Xfinity Center in Mansfield on Thursday, August. I'm going to keep saying August, September 26th. And it's going to be a fantastic show. If you love Bob Marley's music, you're going to love hearing his sons perform it. And you can still get tickets now at LiveNation.com and linked up at WBSM.com as well. But you can also enter to win a pair of tickets. We're giving away tickets all this week to see the Marley Brothers at Xfinity Center in Mansfield. And it's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. They are the proud sponsors of Tim's Tickets all through the summer and fall. And so we've got Marley Brothers. We've got more giveaways coming. Big shows, too. Big shows. Maybe even a local festival that's happening with some pretty big name acts. So we've got all kinds of great contests coming your way. And I just got a question. Is there a Democrat in the race in Plymouth? Talking about the second Plymouth district that John Gaske won, there is no Democratic challenger. So essentially, John Gaske has defeated Susan Williams Gifford and is taking that seat. That doesn't mean somebody still can't, I guess, you know, launch a write-in campaign. But I don't know how effective that will be. But that'll be a big change. 21 years of Susan Williams Gifford. 508-996-0500. Let me take my final break. And we'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back in. We have time for another phone call or two. If you want to give me a buzz, 508-996-0500. The sun is out and shining. It's going to be beautiful weather pretty much through the rest of this week. And obviously, with it a little bit cooler out there, you might not have to have your air conditioning up as high. But you're still looking at that bill from the summer and saying, how am I ever going to pay this? Well, don't get yourself in that same position next year. Help yourself out by going solar. Right? That'll save you money and you can even get paid to go solar, right? That's what you hear all the time. Is that true? Well, don't ask me. Ask the people that know better than anybody. Ask Isaacson Solar. They will come out to your home, sit down with you, and have an honest, transparent conversation with you about all things solar. They'll take a look at your home and your property. They'll tell you if you're a good fit for solar. And if you are, they will give you a free, no obligation quote. So don't listen to me. Don't listen to things that you read and see online. Ask the experts themselves. Ask the people who know. Ask Isaacson Solar. You can go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, to set up an appointment. I-S-A-K-S-E-N. isaacsonsolar.com and get the real, honest, simple answers to all of your questions about going solar. That sun is beautiful out there today. Nice and bright. Make it work for you. All right. Well, speaking of working for you, Chris McCarthy has been working hard preparing today's show. He'll be in just a few moments. He'll be taking your calls, 508-996-0500. But he's also the place to go for the next 2 months as we head into the November 5th election. He's going to have all of the candidates that he can have on. He's going to have, you might have some debates on. He's going to have all kinds of things that will get you ready to vote. So that's why I say, even if you can't listen to Chris's show live, maybe he's on while you're at work, maybe you've got meetings, maybe you've got things you've got to do during that time. All of his episodes are podcast and available to you listen to anytime. So consider that your primer for the election on November 5th. For all of the races, especially at the local level, in which you need a little bit more information, you need to know about the candidates, their platforms, their beliefs, all of that, Chris will make that happen for you. If you listen to his show regularly and you walk into the ballot, into the voting booth and look at the ballot and say, I don't know who to vote for. Well, you just weren't listening hard enough. And I reiterate to all of the candidates, all of the people who are going to be on the ballot November 5th, if you are not doing all you can to get your name out there, I don't want to hear you say on November 6th, I did all that I could. Because if you're not putting out signs, if you're not booking interviews, if you're not taking part in debates, if you're not buying radio advertising, you are not doing all that you could have. And you are letting down the people who believed in you and who supported you and gave you money. Gave you money for things such as buying signs, putting out advertising, having campaign events. That's what they are giving you this money for. So take advantage of that and get your name out there. Don't rely on social media. Facebook has never won an election. It can lose you an election, but it's never won you an election. All right, that's going to do it for me for today. I'm just about out of time. I will be back with you tomorrow. Check out my article at WBSM.com.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.